Bit of policy from National over the weekend as regards young criminals. They will introduce a young serious offender classification, which will give judges the power to send the most serious to an armed army boot camp. Fines for parents will also be handed out if the kids are under 14 and found walking the streets overnight without supervision. Lawyer and youth justice advocate John Sanston is with us on this one. John, very good morning to you.
How are you, Mike?
As an idea, I'm well, thank you. As an idea, does this have merit?
Yes, it does. We've already got the MAP program, the military-style program, that some youths do in residence, and that has reduced reoffending.
So it does work. You put a kid in a military environment for a year, you shape, at least in some cases, shape them up.
Some of them you will, some of them you won't, because some of them it would be very inappropriate if they've got significant mental health problems. They just simply wouldn't cope with something like that. But for some kids it would, because they've had very little positive role modelling or discipline.
We're not dealing with that many kids, though, are we?
No, we're not. There's a hardcore of about 50 throughout the country that just simply won't respond in a positive fashion to constructive help.
Jeez, seems a long time here in 2017 to suddenly come up with an idea which, like this, which isn't actually a new idea at all, is it? The old toss 'em in the military goes back years.
Well, it may be a long time coming, but if it's a good idea, so what?
Yeah, fair enough too. What about the parents finding them? I mean, if your kid's wandering around, if you've got a 12-year-old wandering around at 3 in the morning and mum and dad don't know, don't care, is a fine going to do anything?
Probably not. And if any of those instant fines should be imposed with a bit of discretion, because if you've got a kid that's jumping out the window, parents can't be expected to nail up the windows and cause danger to their kids.
Exactly.
So it's got to be effectively used for repeat offending parents who simply don't care.
All right. Well, let's hope it works. Appreciate your time very much, John. John Sanston, lawyer and youth advocate.